All right, and that's podcast audio going, and the Facebook Live Arena, do that.
Sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want. How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They on this couch you sitting on, them shoes you got on your feet, this building, this school, this country, you. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not get.
Live.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
All right. And for the folks on the Facebook Live, that's my bad. I made an error. Typing in a comment to say that we were getting started with the extended trigger warning, and I when I type the comment in, my brain goes, and then there's a little box, click that box and it'll post your comment, but on the live video feed on like a laptop or desktop computing device, that's the finish video button, and it doesn't ask you, do you want to, like, are you sure you want to fucking do this? It just fucking deletes the video. So I'm restarting the exact same episode, and I deleted that one because, well, that one's just gone. But the extended trigger warning is fully archived in the podcast audio. Those people who don't care when I'm talking about the Facebook Arena stuff. All right, so a little whatnot, a little what have you, this, that, and the other. I want to go straight in where Fallon Matthew had posted a link to a GoFundMe with her own commentary. This is a FallonKitty.com, Fallon Matthew. And the GoFundMe is is Becky's defense fund organized by other Becky, and it's for and it's basically oh, excuse me. Actually, let's go to it so that I don't just riff on it and I actually give you what in the holy heck darn it is. Check for comments. Yes, Fallon, technology is too complicated these days. That's something else. If you're on a laptop or desktop computing device and you notice when you're typing comments in the Facebook section and you don't want to break up what you have to say into multiple comments, don't leave a block text, because a lot of people like me, we look at that, and it's not just that it's annoying as a block text, like it actually gives me a headache trying to read it. It's like if you've ever tried to iron a tightly striped shirt and like just looking at it and the stripes and the iron going along them, like maybe that's not everybody, but for me, like that immediately like triggers pain in my head. Mm-hmm. So I don't look at block text. So what you can do is when you hit enter, hold the shift key down and then hit enter, and that skips a line, so it kind of breaks up and paragraphs your comment. All right, that's fun.
It is fun.
Now, $8,734 of a $20,000 goal, and it's not funny. It's a this white woman got raped by a white man. And she knows that it's going to be some ill shit trying to get judged. Like, it's going to cost a gang of money, right? Mm. So, basically, I did riff on it, even though I went to the link. And then Fallon looked at that, and Fallon said, nigga, what? That's not verbatim. What Fallon said verbatim was, trigger warning, rape culture. That this is exactly how she speaks, too. This is why victims / survivors seldom disclose specifics about their attackers, because we're liable to get judicially crushed as a result of mainstreamed disbelief via rape culture and a broken system. Defendants are seldom convicted if we abide the absurd protocols to even make it to trial, and protective orders are the most... are the most you can hope for, since defendants are hardly sentenced or serve prison time. Then there's the injustice in the court and court of public opinion, where peers, parents, and other people may antagonize you intentionally or not because of respectability politics, because victim blaming and gaslighting are still predominant responses when we call out sexual assault. But on top of all that, imagine factoring in being racialized. I'm tampering with your wording here so that my brain can figure it out. Imagine factoring in being racialized, which is also why I had to make this post. I can't help thinking if a woman of color I've met or... I can't help thinking of women of color I've met or heard of, myself included, whom could never dream of being so uplifted or supported by the community. Mm-hmm. Misogynoir still pervades us, while
exoskeleton,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. wasn't ready, man. Fallon... coming with them words, nigga. While that word and Orientalism?
Yes.
Orientalism hypersexualizes us to the point of being othered and invalidated altogether. The prospect of any of us being supported by social justice networks, let alone raising a fraction of what this white woman's cause has raised, are pretty much non-existent. How many of you can honestly say that the spaces you frequent and the mostly white organizers in charge would side with you if you brought something like this forward? How many women of color did Holtzclaw, who's just vanished into thin air, it seems, say, yeah, I haven't seen any updates myself, and I nerd out, continuing. excuse me. How many women of color did Holtzclaw sexually assault before he was convicted with his nasty-ass, unwashed, rapist uniform pants? that had multiple sets of DNA on it.
Yeah, that's...
Nasty motherfucker. Sexually assault before he was convicted, only to garner a throng of supporters and disappear. How many white women would believe or uplift us to this extent? As they'd actually advocate for or with us beyond their dorky pink hats. Ugh. Ah, sounded like William, nigga.
The pink hats.
That's all right. That's why I like talking to young people, nigga. I talk to more young people. They start sound like me. Shut the fuck up, you fucking dweeb. Like, I like hearing young people say things like that.
Who still says dweeb?
Oh, me. Shit, really? And Pat Robertson said twerp. That was great.
Oh, my God.
Final paragraph. I really wish this woman well, and I am not contending what she's faring against is utter bullshit. Wait, not contending what she's faring against is utter bullshit. Her sentences are too intellectual for me.
She doesn't disbelieve her or think that she doesn't deserve to be funded.
Okay. Like, I read them, I'm just like, I think I get it. And, like, her sentences are fucking classy, man. And she said, I just can't divorce myself from my own experiences and positionally to ignore the critical context in which she nonetheless retains privilege. And by privilege, we're saying unearned advantage.
Yes.
That is Fallon Matthew on that. Righto. Now, let's, get down to some Space Boogie.
Space Boogie.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent album. There's Jess Loco.
Hi.
We had to use that raincoat, nigga. Jess, the cool one.
This the one who gave me this.
Yeah, not Jess Gillis. The
Canadian.
Yeah, not that clown. Yeah, that nigga's a buster. White woman don't lie on me and think I don't keep screenshots. Motherfucker, who you think you... Alright, right here. Oh man, my decibels are fucking high, man.
Oh, well, it's because you like to yell at people.
That motherfucker Martina Big still exists.
Is getting a TV show? I heard, like a reality show?
Yeah, I don't know. I clicked on a video and actually heard her speak. Oh, what is she, like one of them people from... I can't pinpoint where the fuck she's from.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see.
Like it's a voice, man. I don't know what's going on with it. All right, let me bring down the roots. All right.
I'm not special. Oh, I like this. It's a really nice
classroom
and a nice
little... I don't even know what the fuck she's saying.
She sounds like fucking Dutch or something.
What the hell is that? Those wooden shoe motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck around with y'all shoes, nigga. Better put some fucking slinkies in the motherfuckers.
I have to tell you a lot of stories.
Oh, wait, hold on. Now she does not sound Dutch.
In the last month, I changed my appearance to a black girl with black hair.
I changed my appearance to a black... Girl, what the
she
fuck
German?
Is wrong with this motherfucker? She's some white nigga that got a great deal of breast augmentation.
Yes.
And then, like, did some shit to, like, brown up her skin or whatever. Like, it's not legitimate melanin, right? It's, like,
yeah,
some extracurricular.
Yeah, some shit she did, yeah.
Yeah, some weird shit. That nigga tripping. That nigga, like, yo, quit letting her, like... When you're done with your Easter eggs, hide the food color. And you can't let everybody play with that shit, yo.
Yeah, she's wild. German.
Okay,
I was right.
You know you're white people. Damn, like, I've been up so long, I developed eye boogers throughout the day. Shit's real in the field.
I like my look very much. But today, there were a lot of people.
This is fucking hilarious, man.
But, like, in addition to the breast augmentation, and then she used to be blonde... And now she has black hair. She got her lips done. She's a fucking... Like, she is a minstrel.
Yep.
What the fuck, man?
She decided to make it her life. But she doesn't understand that there are people who are going to see you that don't know about you on Facebook or anything. And, nigga, you might get shot. All right, here we go. She's telling a story in her fucking weird ass German people voice. They don't even have Miller Genuine Draft over there, boy.
Your passport. I don't give you your flight ticket, and even at the hotel, you too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, cause this fucking genius. Like, clearly she has some money somewhere that she can do all this silly shit. Mm. She didn't fucking get her ID and passport pictures fucking changed to match. So now she's just showing up with this fucking picture that's just like, yeah, that's me, let me through. Nigga, that don't look like you no more. And who knows how long ago that picture's from. Like, if that picture's from, like, 2012 or some shit, she might not even have done...
Yeah,
you know,
but she still looked white.
Yeah, the extreme Beckying that she was poised for.
Damn.
So yeah, like now I'm actually following this Martina big motherfucker like some other folks have. Like I wasn't ignoring it, it's just that like splitting up my time, you know, I couldn't add that in. But right. Fuck that, I'm doing it. Alright, so that feller that set the fire, folks know about it, right? Was she black?
No, she's Muslim.
All right.
So like the stereotypical brown hijab wearing Muslim.
All right, sand nigger. So yeah, and a girl got kidnapped and murdered.
Oh, also probably raped.
Highly probable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, highly probable. Like,
oh, I mean, not just because highly probable, but because they actually investigated for that, and there was. Suspicion that they ended up doing a rape kit, and that's all.
Ah, yeah, and then folks know because I mean this is one of those things that's in all the news feeds, all the where, all the time.
Yeah,
which is why I saw it in your show notes, and I was like, I'll hit it because you got it in the show notes. But I think this is one of those ones where pretty much everybody that cares to be aware is, and you know, so that fella, so some folks put up a memorial publicly.
Yeah.
And you know, and welcome to William. I'm not surprised it got set on fire or, you know, somehow deliberately damaged. Like, when people put up shit like that, you should just automatically think to have someone post up somewhere detective style and just have a camera on it.
Yeah. Well, my thing is that people were like, I can't believe that happened. And I'm like, every time we put up a memorial for murdered black people, it happens. They did it to Trayvon's memorial. They did it to Tamir's memorial. Like, they constantly do it. So I'm like, what? I don't get this. I can't believe that happened. Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Like, something that's been happening for 500 years. Oh my god, it happened again. I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, nigga, they...
Okay.
I almost said they used to burn people, but they'll do it if you're in a prison cell in Florida or anywhere else. Fucking, Yeah, I mean, but again, with the camera thing, like, you know that shit's gonna get fucking vandalized, if you will. It's like when they were putting up the billboards that all they said was... Don't believe in God, you are not alone. That was it. Just billboards that said something as simple as that. And white Christians, I know they were white, let's not be silly. White Christians went and vandalized them. Spray paint, break it down, burn it up, whatever they gotta do. Whenever you put up anything like that, you know, I mean, fucking GoFundMe, do whatever you gotta do. Hire, like, a detective to just sit outside it and wait for someone to come do it and catch them in the act. Because it's gonna happen, because white people just gotta destroy shit.
I think people should stop putting up memorials, honestly.
Yeah?
I would not want to be the one who's on memorial watch at 2 o'clock in the morning and a bunch of fucking white people show up to break shit. Like, I'm not gonna be that nigga.
Well, hire a progressive white man to do it. They'll think he's with them. Give him an alt-right haircut. Some big black boots. Red suspenders, let them hang on down. Let them hang on down.
Look like a hipster lumberjack?
No, like a skinhead.
Who looked
you
like...
didn't live on the West Coast.
No, they
in the
look
late
like
80s.
Hipster lumberjacks, sir.
They were way before hipsters.
They look like hipster lumberjacks
this
now because they do it with skinny jeans.
This was
that's
a
why.
Late 80s, early 90s.
I know exactly what you're talking about because this is when the actual skinheads are like these fucking people.
Oh, Jesus! The fucking auto ads. I fucking hate them. Yo, is the fucking ad blocker on?
Yes.
The ad blocker ain't even... Wait, disable filtering, block ad, and going to... I don't know. So the ad blocker's on. Yeah, it's on, and it didn't fucking... But I guess that's an audio news video for this website, and they can go fuck themselves. Really? The video's gonna follow me. I can't even fucking escape it.
You can't.
Yeah, so that fella, charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the fella's gonna be charged. We'll see where it goes. You know, they'll probably smack him around a bit and say, quit being silly, and then it'll be alright.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I just want to know, I'm actually going to follow this one just to see if he gets charged with a hate crime because he was vandalizing something that was put up specifically for a Muslim person. Because the guy who killed her isn't getting charged with a hate crime.
Huh.
So, I'm just kind of curious, you know.
Alright, This one didn't make it to white on white crime because the story went up 23 hours ago.
Also because I believe the story is not white on white crime.
Oh, nah.
This story is, I didn't have on my matching gang uniform, so they thought I was one of those niggers, I do believe.
Ha 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 ha.
If I do Ting, believe.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Yep. Dance on over to the comment section, see what the hell's going on. There's alright, so Fallon Matthew. Oh wait, there's Michael Wright said, William, let me get one of those overtime checks. Yeah, man, I gotta be fucking working, man. Like 12 hours overtime this week. See what I can get next week. Yeah, and I'll be going in tomorrow morning for a shift.
Oh, he said we're his favorite Negro couple. Aww.
Wait, I be scrolling too fast.
Yeah, you do.
My favorite Negro couple. That is a fucking... That's that shit. Like, you gotta remember that for a while. Like, someone said that about me. Like, whenever someone's like, you have no credentials. I'm someone's favorite Negro couple. I'm involved in that. What have you done? Are you anyone's favorite Negro anything? And, Fallon Loco, Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. She went back to the story about the rape story.
Uh-huh.
She said she made even more money on the fund thus far, and yeah. that white bodyguard for Nazis got $8,000 for his med bills. That
fucking baked Alaska guy, yeah.
Okay. She also said I bet her lily white boyfriend who's been paying for this transformation is going to break up with her once his latent, albeit present, anti-blackness becomes conscious.
Probably not. He's probably going to stay with her, and he has like a built-in race play every night in bed.
Holy shit. That's wild.
That's probably why he's fucking paying for all these surgeries now. To be quite honest.
That's ill. I want to know how old she is, because... like, you can't fake the black. Like, when you fake the black, like, it inherently cracks. Because she looks like a 60-year-old black woman. And I don't mean, like, a celebrity 60-year-old black woman. Like, a regular working person. Like her shit fucked up. Her shit fucked up bad. Fallon Matthew left a leather comment. She said, I just can't believe people haven't just burnt everything down out of sheer rage at the white hatred of Americanism. Or just Europeans being outside of Europism. Mm. Now this fella right here. This is coming off the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
She's younger than you.
Oh, fuck, she looks horrible. Jesus.
Yeah, she's younger.
How
than
young
you.
Is this person?
She, according to this, is about to be 30.
About to be 30 and nigga, why you look like Maxine Waters, little homie, nigga? What is happening? Woo! About to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, man, fucking live your life, nigga. All lives matter. Ugly motherfucker. You fucked. Alright, so off-duty St. Louis officer injured by friendly fire after a police chase of stolen car. Alright, so this was updated at 5 p.m. with charges against two people. So St. Louis and an off-duty officer was wounded by friendly fire as police looked for suspects after a stolen vehicular fled police and crashed late Wednesday. You see, so like while we were doing white-on-white crime, this not actually white-on-white crime story, but would have been fucking hilarious to add, was in progress.
Yes.
Now, the injured off-duty officer was treated at a hospital, released on Thursday. The suspect was also treated and released into police custody at Barnes Jewish Hospital. I've never actually heard the word Jewish just explicitly in there like that for something like a hospital.
Oh.
Right? I guess we're so used to fucking like this is Catholic Charities or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, all right, the Jewish hospital.
It's the Jewish hospital.
What? You can't fix the kid? Yeah, give him a dreidel. He'll be fine.
Give him a dreidel.
All right. That's very stereotypifying, right? Nah, you love your dreidels. Don't you play with me.
I don't have a dreidel.
Yes, you do.
I don't have a dreidel.
And you do. What do you got? That's what fidget spinners really are. Like you're supposed to say them with a Bernie Sanders accent. 90% of the fidget spinners are going toward people who don't even suffer on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
actually probably true.
Yeah, that's kind of legit. All right, tried to make a joke, said something real. Keeping it moving. All right, so we're back in St. Louis. The injured off-duty officer, he was treated at the Jewish hospital early Thursday. Interim Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole told reporters the off-duty officer had come out of his home to help after the stolen car crashed nearby and was hit in the crossfire between officers and suspects who had been in the car. But police now say the off-duty officer was shot by a fellow cop who did not recognize him as an officer. They said, what the hell is that nigger doing niggering around? All right, we weren't even in this, but since you want to put your black ass near it... God damn it. So, but police now say the officer was shot by a fellow cop, didn't recognize him in a separate encounter away from the... Jesus Christ. According to the department's summary of the incident released later Thursday, two officers who encountered the armed off-duty officer ordered him to the ground. He complied. When they recognized the off-duty officer, they told him he could stand up and walk toward them. Another officer just arriving at the scene saw the off-duty officer get up and, not knowing he was an officer, fired the weapon once at the man. Why are y'all letting that lady close to you? I saved you. Oh, he almost got us.
It's the real white saviorism right there.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Beauregard, is you all right, buddy? My goodness. He almost hurt Beauregard. Oh, man. Oh, shit. The Post-Dispatch first reported those details Thursday morning based on police sources with knowledge of the shooting. The department media office later confirmed them. The pursuit began downtown near the Dome of America Center about 10 in the p.m. when license recognition equipment alerted police to a vehicular that had been stolen June 15th in Maryland Heights. Damn, nigga, who stole a car and didn't chop shop it?
Immediately.
Like, holy shit, nigga, it's... Yeah. So you're just rolling around. You just goofy motherfucker just likes to steal. Like, you steal cars the way teenagers steal shoes out of gym lockers, then wear them back to school the next day, which is the original fight me. Oh, man, but that's good stuff.
Ooh, that's a fun story.
Yeah, I like it, I like it.
Wait, what does it say his name?
Ah, shit.
Fucking...
Something, I got a pop-up. And two officers, fearing for their safety, fired at the suspects, striking one in the ankle, according to the department summary of
shooting. Damn! The officer is 38 and been with the department 11 years and your fucking co-workers don't know what you look like?
Well, like, I never. Oh, shit, that nigga's name is DeAndre.
No, that was the guy who stole it.
Oh, shit. Damn, a 17-year-old.
16 felonies, nigger. One for every year, basically. Holy shit.
He's charged with 6, 7 counts of 8. Okay. What about the guy that just shot the nigger? What about him?
He doesn't get any charges. He was in fear for his life. That was traumatic enough.
Whew, he should get one for every round that gun can hold. I tells ya, what.
And the other kid got charged with 15 felonies. I'm not gonna lie, for stealing a car, that seems a little excessive, yo. 15 felonies?
Yeah, especially 17-year-olds. Like, yeah, that's deliberate. Like, they ruin those kids' lives. Like, they'll go be slaves in prison, and they'll come out, and they'll be like the temp workers. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Assuming they get out. 17 felonies? That's like...
Yeah.
Fucking, what, 30 to life?
Yeah, they're gonna cook them. Those kids are done, man. And then, riffing, right? Thinking, Bill Cosby. You getting a step closer. Conservative black men with conservative ideas. All right, those of you that are of the Neely Fuller crowd, you black conservative men, you're getting a step closer to what you know you really want, what you've been loosely and indirectly communicating this whole time, is that you might finally have the right to rape like the white man, right? Like, you can own a business, you can be a rich black business owner and exploit people in capitalism. You can do that as a black man. For the most part, you can rape black women and girls. You can join the white man's military and you can go rape women abroad. But what you've been,
you
what
can, you black even, cons- what up? You can even join the police department and rape white sex workers.
You can do it. Matter of fact, that was like during the whole time that like the news was all like Michael Brown Ferguson, a black cop in Ferguson did rape a white woman in a cell. Like in the middle of all that happening, and where did it get covered? In the wine cellar.
Support your local independent media news outlet.
Gia. And fucking say so, yeah, like at, you black conservative men, you're getting closer and closer to being able to rape white women, and it's cool. Bill Cosby's doing that for you. Because that's what you've been communicating to me the whole time, because every time Cosby comes up, you bring up a white man and say, but they don't get in trouble for it. Woody Nelson?
Harrelson. No, not fucking Woody Allen.
Woody Allen? I don't. Again, and that shows how close y'all. I don't know this motherfucker's name, but y'all niggas stay up on all the white rapists. Like, ooh, we gonna get to be like them one day. Gonna get to rape. And Cosby's your hero.
Yep.
Because you niggas, basically, you want to have your pound cake and eat it too. All right.
And then, of course, I told you about Cosby's new endeavor.
What, more rape?
Well, I mean, probably that too, but yeah. Also the going out speaking.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, fucking Tariq Nasheed was mad about that. That, basically, he's saying the way it's being reported.
And it's like, being reported based on a quote Cosby spokespeople gave.
Yeah, like, what maybe they shouldn't talk then. Mecca?
Well, and like, I'm actually, you know what, I am actually legitimately irritated with the way it's being reported, because it's being reported as he's going to educate about sexual assault. What that guy who was a spokesperson specifically said is that he is going to educate rapists on how not to get charged with sexual assault, because this is for focusing on athletes and married men who are in situations.
In situations. All right, let's go to New Jersey. The New Jersey Assembly passes a bill requiring kids to be taught to interact with the police fellers. Right? Now, the Assembly bill is A-1114. It passed the Assembly on a vote count of 76-0, according to the New Jersey State Legislature's Office of The Legislature's Office of Legislative Services.
Yes.
All right.
That is neither repetitive nor redundant.
All right. Jesus Christ. It must still be passed by the Senate, the office said. The bill mandates that school districts start teaching kids how to talk to law enforcement officers starting in kindergarten and would continue instruction all the way through grade 12 as part of the social studies curriculum. If it became law, the program would begin in the state schools starting in 2018.
Huh.
And what up?
Well, the fun thing about that is that means that you'll actually be technically required to go do it through grade 12, which means you get to do it while you're in juvie because cops fucked you up and planted something on you and you got charged with something you didn't do. So, like, do you have to complete it while you're still in juvie?
Is this for white kids? Because we already know. Like, who is this for? Like,
this is for black kids to justify why they get shot because we trained them for 12 years and you still keep fucking up.
Man, black kids already
also
know.
Also, the person who wrote this bill is a black woman, so thank you, Coon of the Week, for doing your job.
Now, niggas know me. I go to the bill, and it seems some people saw the bill, and they said, what the fuck is this? And, so amendments were made. All right, folks, remember, go to your .govs, man. This is the New Jersey Ledge, statenewjersey.us, right, where you can find bills like this. Is a PDF file of it. Committee amendments. 1. Provide that the instructions will also include information on the individual's rights under the law interacting with law enforcement with a law enforcement official. Yeah. 2. Direct the Commissioner of Education to appoint an advisory committee to assist in the department in the development of the curriculum. Under the amendments, the advisory committee will include a representative of each of the following organizations as selected by the organization. All right, now, the New Jersey State Policemen's Benevolent Association, now, these are all the people that they're basically saying somebody from each of these needs to be involved, right? The State Fraternal Order of Police, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey, the NAACP New Jersey State Conference, the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, the New Jersey State Institution for Social Justice, the New Jersey Council for Social Studies, the New Jersey Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers. And 3, specify that the curriculum consists of 2 parts, with 1 part that includes age-appropriate instruction for students enrolled in grades kindergarten through 4, and 1 part designed for the more rigorous instruction of students enrolled in grades 5 through 12. The amendments are why it will not pass the Senate.
Yeah.
They said NAACP, had never even heard of a fucking Department of Social Justice. What the fuck? This, like, legitimate actual social justice warriors, like,
that's their job.
That's their actual job, their taxpayer-funded job. Basically, their democratic socialist job. I know people don't like hearing that, and most people never even heard of it before the primaries anyway. Mm. Even though you watched Lawrence O'Donnell every day after Rachel Maddow, and guess what he's registered as? Democratic socialist. You fucking uninformed motherfuckers. Hmm. Take a look over here at the Schmickty Fleebledobble.
The Meekty Schlee Fleebledobble.
Oh, there's Toba Loco up in the joint. Wop the handyman. He just got me to say Wop. How dare? You tricked me into saying that by making that your screen name. Very slick, very smooth. I respect that. But I do not flex on people for being without papers. Wop the handyman. Huh. Slick. Very
Although,
smooth.
To be fair, that is usually for a very specific group of people without papers who are white, so...
Yeah, and y'all fine now, Jersey Shore looking motherfuckers. Yeah. Y'all chilling. Y'all got Scorsese movies. You're having a good time.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't love Scorsese movies?
I think we got like fucking 3 or 4 in here, right? I mean, everybody has Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
I have The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rest of his catalog.
Donnie Brasco, who's that?
Oh, fuck, I have that. I don't know if that's
I don't know
him.
If that's Scorsese.
But... Yeah, well, forget about it.
Oh my fucking god. What? I haven't read this article yet, just so you know.
Oh, this one is not...
Like, the headline caught me, and I was like, okay, and then I didn't have time to finish reading it.
Okay, we'll save it. That's not legitimate show prep. All right, but it's an article by Li Fang about prominent Democratic fundraisers realigned to lobby for Trump's agenda. Yeah. I mean, it's coming off The Intercept, which means it's probably legit, because, and that's why Democrats don't like them.
Well, see, and like, the part that I skimmed over in particular was addressing how people who donated to a super PAC for Clinton are now donating to Trump specifically for something that we talk about on this show, ending net neutrality.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're lobbying for his anti-net neutrality stance.
Anti-net neutrality stance. All right. So that's not legitimate show prep. That's for later. All right. So North Carolina just might make rape illegal. They're putting in the steps toward that idea.
So, you know, did you notice the title of the thread for show prep was Friday, whatever?
Yeah.
That's because this is the first article I saw. I was like, fuck it. Fine.
Woo.
Fine.
Woo. Now, this is Broadly, who is apparently a subsidiary of Vice News. Mm. And I think Vice is who the guy who, like, actual government officials have nicknamed him the FOIA terrorist, because he's always filing. He has, like, over 1,000 Freedom of Information Act requests in the court system right now.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that those are two things, right? I haven't stressed this one as much in the recent year. But, yeah, I have been on net neutrality. But those two things, net neutrality, Freedom of Information Act. Anybody, any politician that starts talking about, you know, we should get rid of, or, you know, take some parts out of that Freedom of Information Act, assassinate that one.
I think they already started doing stuff. Like, I think everything, I can't remember what it was. It was, I think it's like you're no longer allowed to digitally file for a FOIA. You have to do everything by paper. You know, where it can get lost and stuff.
Oh, man, we should fucking, then we should get up with the Church of Satan and spam them. The Church of Satan loves doing stuff like that.
Yeah, they fucking do. Yeah. We should join them. They have to have a chapter out here.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck Jesus. Literally, he's a good looking guy. Because he's black. Everybody knows that.
A lot of black people are attractive.
She's not actually black. That's why it immediately cracked upon acquisition. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we came up with fucking Bi Felicia. We were waiting for her to exist. Fucking, alright, so we're going down to North Carolina. And now they put a story behind the deal for context. So we're going back to a May evening in 1977. A woman named Beverly Hester was sexually assaulted, according to the summary included in the North Carolina Supreme Court decision, State versus Way. Excuse me, I have the glaucoma. Does that say Warrior Way?
Way.
Okay. She testified that the perpetrator, Donnie Way, oh, there you go, threatened to beat her if she didn't have sex with him while hanging out at a friend's apartment. When she tried to leave the bedroom, he allegedly slapped her in the face. Hester went on to tell the court that Mr. Way penetrated her anally and forced her to perform oral sex on him. Let's just start saying oral rape. Forced to perform? Yeah. Like, come on with that shit, man. She said she began having he began having intercourse with her, though she begged him not to because she was a virgin, but stopped when she complained of severe stomach pains. Later, at the hospital, she told her mother she was raped. Despite her testimony, the jury appeared to be swayed by the defense's argument that Hester initially agreed. Hold on there, feller. All right. Despite her testimony, the jury appeared to be swayed by the defense's argument that Hester initially agreed to have sex with Way. During deliberations, they returned to ask the judge whether consent can be withdrawn.
The fact that that was a fucking question.
Yeah. It's called rape culture.
Hmm.
And really, it's fucking continuing on. I start riffing too much. The judge noted that it could, especially in cases where intercourse has turned violent and thus no longer consensual. Way was convicted of second-degree rape. The state Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the lower court's interpretation of withdrawn consent. Quote, If the actual penetration is accomplished with the woman's consent, the accused is not guilty of rape, although he may be guilty of another crime because of his subsequent actions, end quote, from the High Court. As a result, for the past 38 years, women in North Carolina, like 19-year-old Aaliyah Palmer, who allegedly agreed to have sex with a man at a party but changed her mind when he got violent, have been unable to legally revoke consent after sexual intercourse begins. Quote from Aaliyah Palmer, "It's really stupid." That's what she told the Fayetteville Observer, another news outlet. Quote, "If I tell you no and you kept going, that's rape," end quote. On March 30th, State Senator Jeff Jackson, a Democrat, filed a bill that would change this horrific law. He filed a similar bill with two Republican co-sponsors in 2015. There you go. The text of a state bill, that's SB 553, is short and to the point, reading in part, quote, "A person may withdraw consent to engage in vaginal intercourse in the middle of the intercourse, even if the actual penetration is accomplished with consent, and even if there is only one act of vaginal intercourse." They might want to extend that.
Yeah, I'm like, that should be more than just vaginal, really. Like,
yeah.
Penetration period.
Currently, the bill... Ooh, and there's a link. Skippy flippy dippy doo. Remember, these articles typically have links to these .gov, you know, .us websites. Mm-hmm. And you can go and... Damn, I got the glaucoma. I'll look at that later. That print is too small. And my eyes ain't no good. My eyes is bad. Mm-hmm. That gummit. All right. And skip it, flip it, jibba dooba dow. So currently the bill sits in the Senate's Rules Committee, where it is likely to be tabled. I don't know that vernacular.
I think that means they're just not going to address it.
Oh, it's not even fucking talk about it. Just look at it and be like,
what? We don't have time. We'll do it later. By Isn't later, maybe never.
You mean they're trying to take out the best part?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hell no, man. Now, tabled, Jackson tells Broadley he plans to refile the bill again next year. I'm sure Rachel Maddow's going to be all over this story. Hmm. I'm quite sure that Hillary Clinton's going to go down there and do some speeches.
Maybe if a Russian is the rapist. I said what the fuck I said.
Maybe if a Russian is the rapist. All right.
I said what I said.
All right. You're trying to be funnier than Katie Halper is all that's really happening.
I cannot be funnier than Katie Halper.
Yeah.
I am influenced by her Twitter feed, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm, I listen to Katie Halper's podcast, but I don't interact with too much of her content, because then I'll be echo chambering myself, because mm-hmm. Katie Halper and I agree too much on too much. Mm-hmm. So it's like I gotta dance out. Like I like with Benjamin Dixon, I'm to his left. I disagree with him on some shit pretty hard. I think I agree with who's that motherfucker, co-host and producer on the Majority Report. Michael Brooks. I agree with Michael, but like Michael Brooks is one of those folks. Because like the fact that he rolls with Sam Cedar, mm-hmm. you'd be surprised at some of the shit that comes out of his face. Mm. And he says it so calm and slow, he'd just be like, I mean, I've always, as soon as I knew about it, I've been an unapologetic, huge fan of Antifa. And you weren't ready for that sentence to happen. Yeah, so like, I agree with Michael Brooks too much. So, you know, I listen to the Two Dope Boys podcast, and then I don't interact with tweets or anything like that, because mm-hmm. it's too echo chambery. I need shit that I disagree with coming at me. Booba doop skip bop booba doop bop ba doo. Mm-hmm. That's how I find my space where I was reading, because I lost it like a Jew lost a menorah. To this time next year. A menorah. Jews like warm beer. You do.
No, ew, what?
Yeah, Jews like warm beer.
That's disgusting. Okay, so...
This isn't even a tangent. This is nonsense. Yeah, so Jackson says he first encountered this loophole when he worked as a criminal prosecutor when his office was forced to dismiss a rape charge because of these circumstances. Quote, oh, so this guy... So he was working as a pro, because they typically go into politics from being business owners or lawyers. So he was a lawyer and was making lawyer money, saw rape culture, not just in the culture, but in the fucking law, and said, what the fuck? You know what? I'm going to take this money I'm making. No, fuck a yacht. Fuck a yacht, buddy. Gonna run for office and try to change things.
Yeah.
That's a fair fucking deal. Have a good time trying to change it from the inside.
Good luck.
Yeah. You're going to look like a guy named Bernie, who's been trying to change things from the inside for quite some time. I mean, he did get trans rights in Vermont.
He did.
Yeah, in the 70s.
Yeah.
In the fucking 70s,
and
man.
Vermont actually has one of the most progressive prison policies now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, their whole thing is trying to get people out of prison as soon as possible, so they created a bunch more, like, halfway houses with job training and stuff.
Oh, shit, I think you covered that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of episodes.
We do.
Yeah, yeah. Man. If I make it to well, you know what? No, because they're going to sell off our Social Security. Yeah. So, no, I'll never get to retire and just sit and just fucking smoke joints and listen to every single episode.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So, this, though, isn't this the thing MRAs are always like, but if she changes her mind, because women do that, because bitches lie, like, so, explain that argument again?
I should make a fake story and send it to an MRA saying that I changed my mind, I withdrew consent, and she kept going. Yeah, and watch them run that story, and then put their comment sections and juxtapose it to when a woman says the same thing, and just be like, and this is why you don't fucking listen to them or take them seriously.
Yeah,
ever.
You can't take them seriously. I mean, so there's that, but then also this is just, you know, obviously rape culture in a larger context, because now we just covered New Hampshire, where the fucking lawmaker in New Hampshire was the guy who made the red pill for it on Reddit.
Huh.
We just covered a story not that long ago about the, it shouldn't be, where rapists have legal rights to the kid, you know, like, if they rape the woman and she gives birth, they're allowed to have visitation. And like, this, there was a story about this woman and she had to bring her fucking kid to jail for visitation with the guy who got her pregnant by raping her. And they wouldn't pass that bill, so like, that's still on the books. And it's like, rape culture is fake though, right? And I mean, not even just like on the, you know, Brock Turner only got a 6-month sentence bullshit, but like, literally, in the law, rapists have automatic visitation rights even when they're convicted of rape. People aren't allowed to revoke consent once they gave it, even if what they're doing isn't actually, like, it's not even fucking consent. That's what confused me the most. I said, you can't revoke consent. It's like, but if you consent to oral sex and somebody penetrates another orifice, you didn't give consent for that. So how can you not have them charged with rape because you didn't consent to that particular sex act? Or they're talking about if someone gets violent during sex, if you didn't sign up for some sort of BDSM shit, that's not what you consented to. So maybe they just need to fucking redefine consent in general. But yeah, this whole fucking, well, if he gets violent. And then I gotta check the spousal rape laws too. I think it's also North Carolina. They have a fucked up spousal rape law that it doesn't count as spousal rape unless he's, like, physically abusive. Like, if your partner tells you no, and you, well, your spouse tells you no and you rape them, that's not a chargeable offense unless you actually hit them. Because, you know, rape culture doesn't exist.
Ah. I put the link to the, what the fuck? I fucking hate that button being right there. For the podcast listeners, I just accidentally ended the, I was gonna end the program soon anyway, but I was trying to put the link to the article in the Facebook Live feed. I'm just gonna click done. Fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, and I fucking clicked that finish button again because I'm so used to clicking that button as a post button. Alright, well, that's good. Alright, so that should be your wine cellar. Remember, we are entertainers. With a little bit of information here and there and some commentary that you might think is pretty funky and neat, right? So paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. All right, there's 33 people signed up for that. It's at $230 a month. That is a fair deal. Trying to push things forward and get the gosh darn, diggly gosh darn, flippy jabba dibble dooba dabba dooba doo, sheep the flippy dooba
dabba. None of those are actually words.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.